Time of testimonies, so we'll open up the floor, and hopefully a couple of you have something you want to encourage us with, share what God's been doing this week in your life. All right, if any of you ever speak, charge your iPads. I got 6%, so I gotta share and testimony by the time 6% ends. Here you go.
I've been praying to God to give me a ministry, and like, if I don't get a ministry, like, take me away, like, let me die and bring me to heaven. And today I actually found out I have a ministry, and it was so cool. I have a purpose.
Amen. God has a purpose for every single person here. So I hope none of you think you're here on earth just to work a job, go to school, and that's it. God has something awesome in plan for every single one of you. All right, someone else. Man, I love these sprouts, you know? Like, they just roll up here. They don't care what anyone's thinking. They always want to share.
Okay, so I have a testimony, and I was praying about this test for a really long time that I had in biology, and I wanted to get a really good grade on it, and I was kind of disappointed because it was worth two test grades, and I got a 90 on it, which you might think is not bad, but it brought my average down, and I was, like, praying. I was like, God, why? The next day in class... Well, not the next day, but a few days later, he says that he made a mistake on the test and that he actually graded it wrong. And instead of giving me the grade I deserved, he gave me a 90, and I actually deserved a 95. So, praise God.
One time I got a 0 on a test. I should have told the professor he graded it wrong. Yeah, all right. Anyone else? All right, today I want to share a little bit. Sprout, you can head out. All right, based on a group chat I did, and based on unanimous vote, we decided to speak on a topic that I had a pretty big revelation on a few years ago. It's going to be the fear of the Lord. And I feel like this is something we really need to understand correctly, because this is something that I fought with in my mind for a very long time. My understanding of fear was to be trembling, or to actually be scared of something, you know. And the word fear that has to do with fearing of the Lord is so much more than just that. And I want to start with the verse. This is actually my favorite verse in the Bible. It's not the full verse. It's like half of it. It's Hosea 4:6. I don't remember if Max, you put it up there if you can. If not, that's all right. It says, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." And this verse, it just ties up so much about what God wants to speak into our lives. Is a lot of times we run away or shy from things because we don't understand them. See, you can't conquer something, you can't do something, you can't succeed in something if you don't first understand it. And so I think it's important to talk about what the fear of the Lord is, in order to actually know what it is and how you can live it out and apply it in your life. The verse to kind of help you work with that, it kind of helps this, Hosea 4:6, is Proverbs 1:7. It says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of all knowledge and wisdom." So one verse is telling you that you'll be destroyed if you don't have knowledge. The other verse is saying, if you fear the Lord first, that is going to be the beginning of that knowledge that you need. And I'm just going to ask a couple of you, what do you think the fear of the Lord is? Or how do you understand it? All right, Esther. I was hoping someone would get it wrong. Okay, reverence. Yeah, that's a big one. All right, I'm going to ask just a couple more people. Just give me some feedback on what you